KYTFM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Freeport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. K255DT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 93 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a show that's all about the people coming to you from KAYT. And we have an interesting show this afternoon. First of all, we'll start out by saying we had a good time last night at the seminar at Mount Triumph Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. Over there at that seminar, they were talking about how to get affordable housing to people of Louisiana. It seems that affordable housing has become a problem in Louisiana, and not just Louisiana, all over the United States. And for some reason, we have let that slip away from us. We need housing, and we need housing. We need housing in America. We need housing for poor people. So we are asking questions. There were a lot of questions and a lot of good people there, and the turnout was fabulous. And we need the next time the seminar is put on, we're hoping that you turn out because they have the money. The money is there. The money comes from the feds. The money comes from the federal government to Louisiana. And that money has to be distributed equitably and in a fair and just manner. And you need very qualified, experienced, knowledgeable people handling this. And they also mentioned that you got to go to your congressmen, your representatives. You have to see that this is done correctly and make sure that no one is overlooked. So when that seminar is put on again, housing seminar at Mind Prime, be sure to show up there because it was a learning experience for me. I didn't know that the situation in Louisiana had become so dire concerning housing. And I guess sometimes we just don't know. Sometimes it's right around the corner. It's right there looking at us. But we're so busy in our busy lives until we just overlook things. And once you start to overlook things, you got to be careful. You start to overlook the people who are involved in those situations. So let's get the ball rolling. Housing seminar at Mount Triumph Baptist Church. And speaking of beginnings, as you know, this is August, and the schools are certainly beginning to open. And I'll tell you what, right here in our parish of Avoyelles, I think our jamboree is going to be on August 19th. And don't you know that's the way we open our season in Avoyelles Parish. We have a rivalry there between Marksville and Bunker High that would never go away. Marksville Tigers and Bunker High Panthers. Oh, excuse me. Bunker Magnet High School. And I'll tell you, it's something. It is really something. And don't you know, we also have Avoyelles in that same district. Avoyelles, which is the Avoyelles Warhorses. And I tell you what, they made it to the playoffs last year. And I think they were one game away from going to the Superdome. And don't you know, they're looking forward to getting back there this year. So they are going to be a team to be reckoned with. They have a wonderful program over there. And the fact they have a wonderful school, there's nothing negative about them. And guess what else is happening? Don't you know all the schools are going to be getting their own track fields? That's something that's been long overdue. And I tell you what, those track fields are available. Don't you know it's going to bring something new and different to the, not only the school, but also to the community. And I'll tell you, this is just an exciting thing right now for our school. It's unbelievable how just three track fields can make a difference in a school district. In our schools, I believe we are, over at Bunker Magnet, they're adding on. So apparently, we must have an increase in students. That's a great thing. Our high schools are expanding. our test scores are up in most of the schools. And don't you know, we're just excited right now. It's just an exciting time. And speaking of schools, the American education system, to me, I believe is one of the best. I may have told you that on last show, and I just can't get over when I'm talking about schools. I just have to go the whole gamut. You know, we have a wonderful education system in America, and I do believe we are going to excel. We may have our differences. We may get to a point to where we are discussing issues, and sometimes the discussion may become quite heated. But I do know this: we are headed in the right direction as long as we are trying to see to our kids being educated, because it is a must. I can tell you, it is a must. You probably heard my phone ring. I forgot to turn my phone off, so excuse me for that. But don't you know, speaking of education, you know, I had to learn this phone, believe it or not. And I had to learn this phone because the phone company told me that old flip phone I had was not going to work anymore. So I had to get rid of it. I had to get rid of my old faithful flip phone. So you can't have too much education. You can't know how to read too well. You cannot know how to write too well. This is where we are. And believe it or not, I'm learning to like some of this change. At my age now, I never thought I would actually like sitting in front of a laptop, a computer, a phone, and just exploring. And every now and then I'll surprise myself. I get something right. And that is really a surprise. I've been getting a few things right. But when I came in this morning, you know, I'd gotten something wrong, so the guy in here made sure to correct. But just got to work at it. And I watch the kids. The kids are not afraid of the technology. They fall. They get right into it. They get right into it. And that's a good thing, because that's really the world we're in. And that's not a bad thing. So if you 65, 70, 75 or older, you know, It's okay. That is the way we are headed. And you know, schools are, I believe, it's a school, believe it or not. Schools are a place for learning. That's where you go to learn. You learn new things. You learn how to deal with people. You learn skills. You learn social skills. You learn trades. It's just a place for learning. And I know this because I observe people who have been around education, who have been around different people who are different from themselves. They seem to have a certain air about them, certain confidence about them. And don't you know, they are able to cope in the world in which they live. So you can't ever stop learning. You never get too old to learn. I've experienced that within myself. You know, at my age now, there are still things that interest me. And that's a good thing. So if you can get a young person to take an interest in the world around them, you got a chance now of making them into a much better person for his community, for his country, for his family, for his friends. Because that learning process never stops. Once that kid gets to where he wants to learn and know, it'll never stop. He'll take that to his grave. You can count on that. So education in America, that's a good thing. Let's not forget education. And before I get too far into the show, you know, just since I last spoke to you, we had a little tragedy in town. And it just caught people by surprise. It hurt a lot of us. In fact, it hurts the whole community. Anytime there's a little tragedy, it hurts the community. But we're going to bounce back from this. We're not going to let this stop us from loving one another. we are going to get together, we'll mobilize our forces, and we're going to try to stop things like this from happening to us. You know, sometimes we just got to spread love a little bit further. We have to get out there and spread the love. Just spread it, sprinkle it on everybody. You know, everybody get a little taste of love, sprinkle on them. You know, it'll affect them. It really affects them. You just give a little love sometimes. You know, you got to be sometimes like the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan, that was an act of love and kindness. But you know, he didn't have to pay. Nobody had to pay him. Nobody had to come pat him on the back. He saw a need for something, and he filled that need. That's what being a Good Samaritan is all about. So we're going to get beyond this tragedy. And, you know, we feel for our families. Of course we do. We can't help it. We feel for our families. We feel for our loved ones. We feel for the tragedies. So it affects us all. It really does. So we're going to move on, and we're going to make things much, much better. And, of course, you know, being around education is so different. When I started out in a segregated school system. And don't you know, that's the way it was. It was segregated. But don't you know, I've had the opportunity to go to two predominantly black high schools and one predominantly white high school and one predominantly white university, a trade school, and also a Bible college. And don't you know, when I was at the predominantly black high school, during the time I was at school, you know, it was so simple and uncomplicated. And don't you know, I can remember all of my teachers and my instructors, and we had to respect them. We had to respect them. So that's all you got to do concerning your teachers. You got to respect your teachers. You got to respect your instructors. You got to respect your fellow students. And don't you know, when I was at the predominantly white high school, I had to respect my white teachers. And don't you know, that's the way it was. It didn't change because I was at a different school. I was who I was. They were who they were. And, you know, it worked. And I know it can work today. It certainly can work today. I remember my coaches. My coaches at that predominantly black high school could get back and forth on that basketball court for the students. And I go to the predominantly white high school, same thing. I didn't believe coaches in my day would get on the weight bench with you. They would lie down there, do their 50 reps, no big deal. Get on the basketball court and knock you around, no big deal. And the fast pitch softball, Coach Thomas could throw that ball by you. You had to really be good to hit it. And don't you know that that's the way it really is. It may be a little bit different now. You know, coaches may come to school, different attitude. Maybe coaches may not ever get on the basketball court with you. But in my day, we look forward to it. We look forward to it. But the respect was always there. I remember I was telling someone about my math teacher at predominantly black high school, and the math teacher at predominantly white high school, they dressed alike. They wore the black slacks, the white shirt, and the black tie. And they love their math. That's correct. So, you know, whatever we may have lost, maybe some of it had to go to the wayside. But I'm sure of one thing. When you're in that classroom, it doesn't matter who that instructor is. You have to respect that person and respect both ways. Because the learning process, it never ends. And the learning process is not always does not always go well, I don't believe, because if you're like me, I got to work to learn. That's correct. I didn't been in the classroom, those rascals who don't. He opened the book, read it one time, that's it, he closed the book, and won't pick it up again, and make ace the test. I got to keep the book open. I can always pass by the book, look at the book, open the book. It wasn't like that for me. But I've been in classroom with them. I heard a college professor say one time, he said, he just didn't like it. He don't care for the straight A guy, the guys who have it easy. He said, he want those guys that's struggling to make a D or a C. That's the kind of students he like. Because they're working. So, you can pick either one. And I get in the habit of, I get into the habit of comparing teachers. And I realize now that's unfair. It is unfair for me to compare my teachers during my time to the teachers of today. The teachers during my time, you could go to their house, they're sitting out in the yard, feeding the chickens, and the windows are up in the house, and the air conditioner is turned off. And that was the way it was. And it was no big deal. I'll never forget, one of my teachers had whipped me one day. In fact, in elementary, junior high, I got the leather strap maybe three times. Exactly sure, maybe three times, but I went to by Chico State Park, and Miss Andrews was out there. I felt kind of nervous. Miss Andrews loved the fish. Miss Andrews put up pole in the car and take off to the bayous. And don't you know I was nervous? I got whipped the day before, so I'm out there on the fish bank. She said, "Lim," said Miss Andrews, "yes, ma'am, come over here and beat my hoop." And that's the way it was during that time. But today, it is much different. You can't sit in a house with the air conditioner off with the windows up. Teachers, they got a serious responsibility. I mean, it is serious. And they need more pay. Well, that's his thing. That's a whole nother show. But I tell you what, teachers back then, they had a meager existence, and they loved it. They loved what they did. And they tried to help us. They actually put their hearts into it. And whatever sacrifice they had to make, they made it. But I could talk all day about my teachers. You know, I could just talk on and on and on about that. Because I credit them for one thing, and I know it's true, because they seem that they've took an interest in us. They treated us like as though we were their kids, their children. And that's a good thing, you know, because during that time, we didn't have internet, we didn't have telephones, some of us didn't have cars. We just couldn't communicate instantly. So the teacher would come to your house. They would come to see if you missed too many days. They would come out there to see what happened. But I won't go on and on about that, because I'll never stop talking about it, because it was quite a time for us. And don't you know, we have just about everything that we need now to educate a group of people. And that is a good thing. That is a very, very, very good thing. And as we go on with this American education system, I think it's going to improve in time. It has hit a few snags, few snags. And I think with the advent of the charter school system, what else? You got private schools, you got parochial schools. You know, you just have schools. You have schools in America, schools. And I would take the defensive. I thought everybody was wanting to destroy the public education system. But don't you know, I finally got comfortable, because I'm pro public education. And I realized something. I'm not anti-charter, or anti-religious, anti-private. I'm really not. We need as many schools as we can possibly get today. We have a lot of people to educate. We have a lot of people that need educating. And we need schools. But I'm going to be honest with you. I learned to accept the charter schools. I really did think they wanted to just wipe public schools off the map. But don't you know, I started to pay attention. I started to listen and learn. And Dr. Steve Perry, we could have gone a bunch of rounds, you know, behind the woodshed. But I started to pay attention to him. And I was listening to a seminar. Everybody there was from public schools, private schools, charter schools. And then they started to really get deep into the discussion. And don't you know, someone said, well, charter schools have just as many problems. See, every school have their problems. And you know, you're right. Just because it's charter school does not mean it is perfect. It is not a perfect situation, but it's working. And it's helping. It is helping. And don't you know, as I started to pay attention, really pay attention, I realized something. What all schools need is a group of well-trained, well-educated, well-disciplined, kind, loving teachers. Teachers who are going to be dedicated to their trade, to their skills, to their discipline, whatever they are. They have to be dedicated to that, because it doesn't matter what school you're in. If, you know, you still got students to teach. If it's a public school, you've got students to teach. If it's a private school, if it's a charter school, you have students to teach. They are children. They learn from you. And if you're a good math teacher, you'll be a good math teacher anywhere. If you're a good English teacher, you'll be a good English teacher anywhere. So our universities are going to have to produce those teachers, those instructors, those coaches. Our universities are going to have their responsible. And they know what we need. You know what you need out there. You're dealing with a different child than myself. That is correct. You are dealing with a different child today. And I believe that kid today is more, it's more sharper. For some reason, they seem to have a grasp of the world in which they live in. They want a taste of it, but they have to be directed. And they have to be instructed. They have to be guided within this world. They still need guidance. But I think their minds work quite different. Their minds work quite different. I think they are aware that the world is much bigger than that little yard or that little small community that they live in. And the information comes to them. They just have to decide what part of that information they want to partake of, what part they want to digest. They have to decide how they want to be in this. And if my wife has anything to say to you, I will allow her to say, if you would. She's sitting over there and like I've forgotten about her. But here's Miss Linda Thomas.
Good afternoon, everyone. And once again, I am very happy to be here with you. And I just wanted to say something about education, about a program that that our daughter was involved in. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's Gear Up. And that stands for Louisiana Gaining Early Awareness Readiness for Undergraduate Program. Now, the program is not in Evalds Parish right now, but she went through this program from middle school to high school. And I tell you, it is in partnership with about 15 school districts as we speak. It's aimed to increase the number of low-income students who are prepared to enter and succeed in post-secondary education. Now, this program, at the end of her high school term in 2008, she was afforded $10,000. $10,000. And I tell you, that was just beautiful. I mean, we had a great number of kids in 2008 that just this program really, really helped them. And I just pray that it comes back. I pray that that program gets back into Avon's Parish, because students who have never set foot on a university campus, they were able to do that through this program. And it was so much training for it, you know, get them ready for ACT tests. And it speaks for itself, the readiness, gaining early readiness. So I just wanted to bring up that program in case you never heard about it. Look it up. Read about it and see the success story. Right here in the Voiles Parish, Bucket High School, Voiles, Marksville. I mean, you got a lot of students that made history through LaGuerra. So if you have time, check it out. Read about it.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is another one. Maybe we'll get a chance to do an entire show on LaGuerra. And I still got to think about what each letter means. I won't get into that. I'd forgotten all about it. I'm glad she brought that up to you guys, because that is a program that's a positive, that's a plus. Any plus that you get in your school system is a plus. You can't get from around it. But I think about school systems, and every time I visit my little brother in Arlington, Texas, you know, he'll take me by different schools. And We were at a school to go watch my nephew play basketball. And I thought we were late, because we had come from Louisiana and we were just getting in town. They were already at the facility. And as we were going in, I said, "Hey, Curly, man, we late. We done missed it. Why are we going in?" He said, "Man, you got late." He said, "You got 2 or 3 functions going on over here." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "They can do anything they want here." He said, "This facility is built for that." He said, we gonna do something here. You got 2 or 3 others doing something else." He said, "That is the way this thing is built." And I said, "You joking?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm not joking." He said, "This is number one. And that is the way it is." And we are going to close out now, but it's been really, really nice having you, and I'm looking forward to getting back with you. Thank you.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you. But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast.